And welcome back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. It sounds like something out of a frightening science fiction movie, but it's not. It's really happening. Multi-drug-resistant superbugs being created in our water system. It's something researchers at the University of Michigan are studying. And to talk about it, I'm joined by Wu Si. He's an assistant professor at the U of M School of Public Health, who's leading the research. Welcome to the program, Professor Si.
Thank you for having me here.
So part of the concern is that our own behavior is causing the development of this evolving bacteria. How exactly are these drug-resistant superbugs being developed, and what are we doing to cause it?
Well, there's in the wastewater treatment system, there's a pretty high concentration, high density of different microorganisms there. They are work to degrade the waste, like organic matters. But when we discharge the antibiotics into the system, they act as a selective pressure. So they select and enrich the multiple drug resistance bacteria. That's the one of the reasons why we see the increased multiple drug resistance bacteria, so-called superbugs, in our wastewater systems.
How are antibiotics getting into our water system?
Well, when we use antibiotics to treat certain infectious disease, most of these antibiotics are very stable. They are not metabolized. They are excreted and ended into our wastewater.
From what you're describing, this is almost unavoidable because people are consuming the antibiotics, and then they make their way through their own bodies into our water system, and they don't break down until they get to the water treatment plant, and they actually are right there for these microbes to adapt to them, you're saying?
Which is true, but at the same time, we also see some unused antibiotics was dumped into the toilet, flushing the toilet, which will also end in our wastewater.
Now, how quickly do microbes then adapt to these antibiotics? Does it happen within just a year or two?
Well, these bacteria, they grow fast. They can adapt to this presence of antibiotics very quickly. So you will see that in hours, days, you will see the increase of multiple drug resistance and bacteria.
And how much of a threat is it to public health, these aquatic superbugs? Are they likely to find their way to humans, and have they already?
In fact, we don't need to be panicked at this moment. So our new study found that these bugs don't survive very well in our surface water, and also we don't detect these bugs in our drinking water systems. Therefore, the chance that we are exposed to these bugs is pretty low.
So they don't survive. Now, what happens near that wastewater treatment plant? I mean, I'm guessing they survive right at the site of the plant. Do they then flow down the river or the waterway?
They get into the water, but some bugs will not be able to survive in that water. And also, the concentration of antibiotics is extremely low in the surface water, so there's no selective pressure. And bacteria carrying these multiple drug-resistant genes, they are not competitive with the other bugs. So you don't really see the enrich of them in the surface water, and they die. Because the conditions, in effect, in the surface water, it's not optimal for them to grow.
And when you say they're resistant to multiple drugs, are they basically resistant to every antibiotic that we currently have?
Some bacteria, yes. Some bacteria, not. We call multiple drug-resistant bacteria. That means they are resistant to at least three antibiotics. But some of them, they do have cases that we have these acinetobacter that are resistant to most of antibiotics we are currently using. But we don't really see the cases. I am not aware of any cases that the patients acquire this bug from surface water or from drinking water.
Is there any chance that this bacteria could end up in a water animal like a fish or a bird might pick it up and then transfer it that way?
There's a potential risk associated with that, but there's no direct evidence for that at this moment.
I see. So there's no evidence that that has actually occurred yet.
Right.
I'm talking
for this specific bug.
I'm talking to Assistant Professor Wu Si. He's an assistant professor at the University of Michigan School of Public Health. I guess the question now is, what is it that we could do about this? I mean, ultimately, people need antibiotics. They'll continue to take them. And, of course, they'll need to use our water system and these will end up at the wastewater treatment plants. Is there any kind of way to avoid the development of these types of superbugs?
Yes, there's something we, as a public, we could do. We could reduce the unnecessary use of antibiotics. And also, we need to know how to dispose unused antibiotics correctly. There's some information on the web you can refer to for correct disposal of unused drugs. And also, it is not the fault of wastewater treatment plant. This is unintended phenomena we see. In fact, many wastewater treatment plants all over the country and all over the world, they are facing the same situation. Another wastewater treatment plant, for example, they are trying to develop better ways to manage their biosolids, which would be helpful to reduce the release of these bugs into our water systems and in the environment.
In terms of this bacteria making its way into our own drinking water, is that not happening because the wastewater treatment plants are able to, through processing the water, completely kill all this bacteria?
The wastewater will kill most of the bugs when they discharge into our surface water. And also, when we treat our drinking water, we remove most of this bacteria, and we didn't detect them in our drinking water.
And how would you compare these types of superbugs, these aquatic superbugs, to things that we see affecting people regularly, like E. coli? Are these far more dangerous?
In fact, the bacteria we are focused on is Acinetobacter. They are not a very virulent strain. So they most impact the immunocompromised patients, such as patients in the intensive care units. So they are not a very virulent strain, but at the same time, when they acquire the antibiotics resistant genes, in very few cases, we will see there's no antibiotics currently available who can treat this type of patient.
I see. And that would be quite frightening because at that point there's nothing the medical profession could do to help someone infected with bacteria of that type then, right?
Which is true, and there are some reported cases about that.
Now, your research group first reported these findings in 2009. What has happened since then? Has this problem gotten worse?
I would not say the problem get worse. That's just this will be you will see these issues will continue, and I think these studies and along with many other studies alert us that for proper use of antibiotics and also for proper handling of antibiotics.
Assistant Professor at the University of Michigan School of Public Health, Wu Si, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.